himself into a bracha. Nebuch was having a task with him davening. He was coming late, wasn't coming at all. So I asked him, how you talking? How can you do this to yourself? So he told me, I'll tell you the emes. I find it hard, the whole union of davening. Not that I find it hard to wake up to daven, to come to daven, but I really don't have much of a time, of a geschmack, of a feeling and the importance of davening. And if I don't have the incentive, I don't have the drive for davening, so maybe it gets hard. And then I realized then what I have often said, that if we don't daven properly, it's not the pshat that we don't know how to daven. Rather, the problem is we don't know what davening is. We don't appreciate, we don't understand what davening is. And then I started to think to myself, how do we help this bracha? How do we help ourselves to get a tam, to get a geshmak, to get a hergish, to get a feeling, to get an incentive to daven better? So I'm going to try tonight, Bez Hashem, to take one eitzah, a practical eitzah, lamaisadik eitzah, that I think will help us give us a hergish in davening. And avada, there are many mailis, there are many pratim, but we'll choose one ikud that I hope will be a tayelas hashava l'chol nefesh. The Gemara in Brachas Nachlam, Medalar Medbeis, says a maisa that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's son was sick, and he told his Talmud Chanina, Rav Chanina ben Doisa, bikish alav rachimim. It seems he was a chayla mesukin, and it was mamish, we needed nisim. So he asked his Talmud, you daven, and hopefully we'll have a refuah. And kachavi hiniach roishe ben dirkov, bikish lov rachim and v'choya. And taka kachavi. So then the Gemara continues, and this stuff along with Dalar Mavveiz, Abi Yechina Mazake said about himself, Ilmali hitiach ben Zaki as Raisha ibn Dirk of Kolayim Kulay. If I would have done the same thing, Aganta Taganach, like how you must give another, they wouldn't have listened to me. The Heligat, Rabbi Yechirim ben Zaki, the Rashke Bahag, the Hitkin Rabbi Yechirim ben Zaki we find throughout Shas, nothing it would have helped by me. But his wife heard this and she was surprised. She says, do you mean to tell me, do you mean to tell me that Rabbi Chanina, your Talmud, is bigger than you, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So Amar Lei Lav. He said, no, I'm taka bigger. So why is it that you a whole day wouldn't help and he helped right away? Elohu doyma ke'eved l'snei ha-melech. He's like an eved. V'ani doyma ke'sar l'snei ha-melech. And that's why his tefillah was more niskabel than my tefillah. So l'chayr de kasha, you mean the parent is nishtefashteng? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the tsar and the goyin and Esther Taiches. He was the tsar ha-toyra, we don't need the goyin for that. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, had kefir t'kla Yisrael in the shveres at Kufa. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew he was greater. So what's the teretz? An eved is greater than a tsar. What's greater than a tsar? So Rashi bavon teshayla, and Rashi says an eved is a ben bayis nichnas v'yotza. He goes in constantly, but a tsar she'ein erogo lovei b'fanav. That's the chiluk. The eved is constant, and the tsar comes on occasion. And all the mefarshim, the goyim, the seichim, matters if what's talking to teretz. Lamaisa, the Tsar is certainly greater than the Eved. So I'm not going to talk about the Yochanan ben Zakkai. I'm not going to be endangering my life talking, comparing the two. But the Gemara tells us the Yisoid, Rabbi Say, that there's a Maila when it comes to davening, there's a Maila of an Eved over a Tsar. That there's a Maila that Talmud could be greater than the Rebbe because he's the Eved. So apparently there's a Maila in being an Eved in Tzillah. What is the Maila of an Eved? We're looking to improve our davening, to grow in davening, to have a hergish, to have a mesikas, to have a geshmak in davening. Weitereis has something to do with an Eved. What's the Maila of an Eved? So I want to tell you, Bez Hashem, what I think the method of this Gemara is, the pshat in this Gemara. I once saw a Maisa from the Chazon Ish, and I think it will help us understand this Gemara. Chazon Ish once told a Talmud of his, says, you know, sometimes we see a strange thing. We see someone that Elach Hayid, and mitamol we see he loses his whole feeling, his whole hergish v'yiddishkeit, and we start to wonder what happened. All of a sudden, a person should fall so low. The Chazon Ish says, I tell you, nothing happened suddenly. Really, all along he was shvach, but you didn't notice it, and now first you notice it. But really, an alter maisa. And with that, the Chazon Ish said goodbye to him, and he left. And this Talmud was traveling home. And he said, Gevalt, what happened? The Chazon Ish told me this message, this very scary, very frightening message. What was he trying to tell me? That a person could fall, and it's not a sudden thing, but it's a gradual process. He decided he couldn't sleep that night. The next morning, he ran back to the Chazon Ish. And before he had a chance to ask the Chazon Ish what he meant, the Chazon Ish says, you know, I was waiting for you. I knew you didn't come back. And you're probably worried and concerned. What did I mean to tell you? What was the message? So the Chazon Ish told him something which I think really is the aside. Amuna, a person has, needs constant chizuk. If a person doesn't work as an amunah, then gradually he falls, and then one day you'll notice it. But the maisa, the problem was he didn't grow with his amunah. And then the Chazon Ish added, which I think is the neshama, Rabbi Yisai, it's the neshama, it's the aside of tefillah. Love the Chazon Ish, you know how you grow in your amunah? You know how you stag from tug to tug in amunah? And I read you the lashon, kol davar shehin chazokuk, like whatever you need, Bakesh oisem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's from the Yevishter. In Derushim Lecho Nalayim, you need a pair of shoes. Amoy de pinas hacheder v'tsoyma ribayne shalayim re'eino as nali akruas. Look, I have torn shoes, I have a hole in my shoes. V'hamtzali kesek re'liknois nalayim chadoshay. I need shoes, Ribayne shalayim, give me shoes. V'chein b'chol dova. And by the end of the Chazon Ish, you'll grow in your closeness, in your kirvas alikim. And avada the Chazon Ish meant the ikka to stress the emuna chushis. But this, Rabbi Yisai, is the neshama of tefillah. This is the derech aliyah to grow in tefillah. To realize that everything, midava katan adava gadol, midava geshem adava ruach, everything is totally in the Eimishter. Is that a chiddush? Don't we all realize, don't we all believe with the Yad Hashem of Yedin Tit Nishnit? And the end is this Chazon Ish of Yisoid is really in the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Yoinin Mishlei Perigimel Taitis the Pasuk, actually the Psukim, the Hemshech and the Psukim. The Pasuk first speaks about Bitochin, Betachel Hashem, Bechol Ibecho, the union of Bitochin, and then the next Pasuk is Bechol Berachecho Dayeyu, which, as we know, is the yisoidus of Yiddishkeit, like Chazal say, v'chol derachecha dayayu. So Rabbeinu Yoinin is a different pshat, a beautiful, beautiful pshat, which is halacha l'maisa, maisin b'chol yoin. Zokta Rabbeinu Yoinin, one of the G'dayli HaRishonim, the first pasuk speaks about bitachin, bitachel Hashem, the shleimus ha-bitachin, and then the next pasuk is a hemshach, it continues. And it tells us how we come to Betachin. B'chol pe'ula asher tevakesh la'asayis, whatever you want to do, b'chores Hashem yizbarach to kavei alav, and daven to the Yevishter. And Rabbein Yoin is Mayrach, and he says, b'chol masha ma'isa ashiyasa, and that shot, b'chol drachecho dayeyu, b'chol pratei masecha, b'chol derecha pe'ula, how big, how small, gashmi is ruchmi is semachni, b'chol derechecha, and yedin tritin smit a yid takes, zachreihu, remember the Yevishter, do'eihu, v'hoshev alibcha, Ki ein becha koyach v'choyles v'poy elahu. You can't take the next step. Ve'inenu b'yodcha rak min ha-shamayim. V'tolei boi tikvasecha v'tziyasecha. And dive into the Eibishta on b'chol d'rachecha, on all your needs and all your ritzoynes and all your bakashos. And then the Rabbeinu Yoni even says it's klara. There's some people, they think for big things, for gezunt, for someone sick, for panasa, they have to turn to the Eibishta. Al kein zok de Rabbeinu Yoni, nein zok de pasik b'chol d'rachecha in your ganze derech hachayim, in your mahalach hachayim, whether it's gashmias, whether it's ruchnias, whether it's a pair of shoes, you need a pair of shoes. Who do you turn to? You turn to the Eibishta. And that's the tait b'chol d'rachecha do'eyu. Hi, Rabbi Say, do you hear what Tefillah is? Do you hear what davening and what a yachas a person has to every Tefillah? But you know what my biggest espilus is? Did I say one chiddush tonight? Did the Rabbeinu Yonah say a chiddush? Did the Chazanish say a chiddush? Isn't that the yesoidus of our Amunah that the Eibush the fear to Velt? Who boira you manig lechol abruim, who the vada osa oisa v'yasa lechol amaisim. You know, I once thought, imagine if I'll give out paper tonight, and every person would take it home and write all his tzrachim. Mark the islay zeh b'choy. Each person would write what he really wants. So v'shteitzich, we would come to the conclusion, the undeniable conclusion that tzorech hayam chiyisrael merubim. And if I was speaking to an adult crowd, oy, would each person have a long list? Panosa, children, tzar gidul bonim, chinuch, gezunt. Tzorech hayam, as you grow, so the yitzrachim grow. And I will take all the tzetlach and put them in a big box. And I will turn to each and every one of you. And I would say, Nu, what's the answer to all these problems? What's the only answer to all these problems? What's the address to this problem? What's the only address to this whole box of problems, to the Tzor Chayam Chayisrael Merudin? Isn't it the Eibishta? Isn't it the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Isn't it the Kelmoli Rachamim? Isn't it the Avinu of Arachamim? And Avada, there are Chiyuvim of Istadlus. But Istadlus is also to the Eibishta. The Chazanish in one of his letters in Chelek Beis, Kuf Lamed Beis, Kedarka, in a few words, he tightens up Yesoidus in Ashkafa, and he says, B'chol Pega, whatever happening, Hareini Murgil, Lishchazik in the Amuna, that this is the Eibishta. Now, my first reaction, my first response, my first establish, Hareini Misamech, the Tfilah, Lahavir Es Akzera. What do I do if I have a need? What do I do if I have a problem, if I have a sorrow? I turn to the Eibishta, and therefore the Fika Chayini Misyachet Bekriyus, I have a kalkait, I have an indifference to the Hishtadlis, to the concept of Hishtadlis, Ki Al Pi Roiv Ein Hishtadlis Berura. That's a gewaltige insight that we all believe. Of course, Ish L'Fima De'Gosoi. Don't we all realize that even the Yishtadlus we do is only a medium, is only a means of two to come into the Eibishta? The Eibishta says, Arampe, Arampe. But Sosko, Sos, the Eibishta is right by Choyle Yama Yisrael. And it's all Yishtadlus. I once saw a Sharfa Meister from the Goyen. He went to visit his brother and he saw a doctor, the Afrima doctor. He goes, what are you doing here? A doctor from a house. Malach HaRoifei, Beis HaLikim. So the doctor says, what do you mean? What are doctors for? So the goyim said, and what are chazerim for? For goyim, that's what doctors are for. The goyim's hishtadlus was tefillah, kulay tefillah. But you have to be a goyim for that. But we do go to doctors, but does anyone believe that the doctor is sof the roifei choyli am yisrael chalila v'chas? Our hishtadlus is also a form of our betochin and muna to the Eibush says, Rabbi, Rabbi. And you know, you get old, you start to think, and you start to see Lida too often. What is a mensch? What does a person have? What does a person look like in? So many tragedies, so many young people leaving us. Today they're here, tomorrow they're gone. And you think, Is anybody mukzik in gesund? Is there any age that a person is mukzik? And Yidden understand that, Allahabu, even a guy understands it. I once saw Rabbi Ruchim at the end of the first Mechelik Aleph, my Mechot, he writes about the, what he calls the Hagiba Hayadua Breitbart. Apparently he was the Gibor in Europe. And this is a person that could bend thick pieces of metal. And he got so sick suddenly he couldn't hold a pen in his hand. So Rabbi Ruchim quotes from one of the Seifrim that's a writer, a journalist, a reporter. The Goyisha reporter said, look what a person is. Look what a person is, a man, the hands that could bend thick slabs of metal. Those hands can't hold a pen in his hand. A guy, if he's not full of gaiva, realizes that nothing is biyodai. And you ask a doctor, and again, even a goyish doctor, if he's not from the roi from the Gehenim because he's mole gaiva, can he heal someone? Can he heal Yenamachla? It's the Eibishter and it's Panosu we see all too often. And one year there was a earthquake in China and the Chafetz Chaim gave a shmooze in the yeshiva. And he said, if something happens in the world, Madaf Upland, called Paul Hashem Lamaneyu. This week we had that heat wave. And I heard, I wasn't there, but I heard that Manhattan, there was a blackout. Manhattan is the center of the world, and all what goes on in the world, and all the different things. It's the pracht, it's the shenkite of the Geisha Welt, and comes a heat wave, and it paralyzes the city, it paralyzes Manhattan, it paralyzes the world. How many millions of dollars was lost because of the blackout? Refrigerated stores with warehouses, how much money was lost? And with all our chokhmah, with all our technology, we all realize, nochamol and nochamol, we're all beyond Hashem, how many people died from it, how many people were in sakana. A mensch, even a goy lahavdol, realizes, a mensch is nor a mensch. But you know, there's one chiluk. Yidna lahavdol goyim both know that a person is mugzig in absolutely nothing. But the chilek is, a yid has tefillah. A yid has the bracha of b'chol drachecha do'ehu. In every matziv, in every situation, he could turn to his tata in himmel and say, tata help me. I'm always despoiled, the Rashi we just learned in Pashas Chukas. The pasuk is, anitzak el Hashem v'yishma koyleinu. So Rashi teaches, Bibracha shebirchenu avinu hakoil kol yankov haidayi midei Yisov. I understand hakoil kol yankov, but what is, where did Rashi get habracha shebirchenu avinu? Was that a bracha? We know there was a birchas yankov, there was a birchas yitzchak, but kol kol yankov is a bracha? Bibracha shebirchenu avinu? The answer is absolutely yes. A yid that realizes the koyach of tefillah, a yid that realizes the schus to stand with me, melech, malchem, lochem, and cry out, tata helfmach, knows he's never lost. Goyim don't have this bracha, but a yid has tefillah, and the biggest bracha, moyev habayisa, that we have is tefillah. That a yid is never alone. Afilu cherev chadam munachas al tavarei shaladam. The Navi says, the Eibishter says, but tefillah al yisyayish adam min harachamim. I'll never forget it, how I had the hergish of this. I went to visit my dear mother, Leil Shom, the hospital, and she was never sick, and I was trying to menachem her. And ba'asi lalami v'nim salamad. He says, what are you worrying about? Mezotilim in the yeshivas, I have my enikucha learning and the davening. I'm not worried, I have betachim, the Eibishter that helps me. And I heard this shmooze that made an indelible impression by me. And as I was walking out, there was a goyish lady in the same room. Tav derecheret medav tugein. I says, how you doing? And she started crying. He says, what could I do? Doctor says there's no hope, it's my bad luck, it's my pot luck, what could I do? I wish this wouldn't have happened to me. I'm lost, and the lady has geveint and geveint. And then I had the hergish. That's the bracha shebechenu avinu. A Yid is never lost. A Yid is never helpless. A Yid is never hopeless. A Yid has that gewaldige, gewaldige brachas ebecheinu avinu of akol kol Yaakov. And what is tefillah? How do we tight up tefillah? So I'll tell you, pashut the tights that you could tell any child, this is mish kabbalah, this is mish soides hatayah, this is aleph beis. The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yotes, on read the Lashon, Mishu bal seichel nachayin, with a ma'atis boinanis, with a little bit thought and concentration, Yuchal l'gboya b'liba yamitas hadova, Eichu vav v'noise mamash ima yizborach, how a person is talking to the Melech Malchei Amlachim, Ulefon of whom is Chana, and he's talking Pe'el Pe'et Avayachol to the Eibishter, Umeitai whom evakish, there's no Shliach, there's no Malach. Listen to the Lashon of Maseiach Yisharim. Listen to the Lashon good. V'hu Yizbarach Shemoi, the Melech Malchei Amlachim, the Melech Adoin HaKoyel, Mazunloi, Maximum of the Levarev, Ish El Reyeyu. Like we speak to our friends, Kavayachol, Reyeyu, Maxiv, the Shemeya Elov. That's the Bracha Sheberchenu Avinu. We stand in front of the Melech Malchei Amlochim. The Chazanish once tried to be Mechazik someone in Tefillah. So he acted out the following dialogue. The Zesta Velt, Azashena Velt, with trees and with flowers and with people and Medinas and country. That is Gemach, the Eibishter. And you know something, he told him? You could talk to him. And you know something? He'll listen to you. And you know something? If you talk like a mensch, he'll grant your request. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim says. That's what tefillah is. Is that a chiddush? Are we talking to the walls, Chalila? Is this drush, seidus? This is pastus. That's the bracha shebecheinu avinu. I once had a hergish. Mitzvahs lav lahanis nitzim. But libi yomri, there's one mitzvah, the guf ha-mitzvah, the mitzvahs lahanis nitzim. The Rambam kayadu and tef ha-mitzvahs mitzvah hey, hold that tefillah is one of the mitzvah deraisa. And the Ramban is nitzafidin, and he has kashes, afanort, and he fears ois, elavadai, it's not emesi, the Rambam zot. Kol inyan tefillah, ein echoy v'klal, it's not a mitzvah, the Rambam zot. Elohu mimidas chesed ha-boi yizboruch aleinu she-shemeya va-oina b'chol kareinu eilav. So the Mepharshim matrin this. We find tefillah. The Ramban is not happy. So what is it? Midas chesed. So I said that what I think the pshat on the Ramban is a mitzvah by definition is lav lahanis nitznu. A mitzvah by definition, like Rashi says, is la-oil al-tavareinu. Tefillah is the bracha shebecheinu avinu. Tefillah is a schus otzim. When you get something to eat, you don't say it's a mitzvah to eat. L'tayvosi l'hanosai. That can't be a mitzvah. Avada, avada, yid has to daven halter Ramban. But you can't call that a mitzvah. That's chesed. That's kulay chesed. That's bracha. When it rains, is it a mitzvah? It's the grass, the bracha rain. Dr. Ramban, that avada we have to daven. But it's not a mitzvah, it's the midas chesed haboyis work. Sheshemeya va'oina b'chol kareinu eilov. Like the Mesil Sharim teaches, you're talking kashida be'isho re'eyu. That's the bracha of tefillah. That a yid is never lost, a yid is never helpless. B'chol matziv shehu. And you look in the Chinuchim, it's a tough Lamed Gimel. I think he says this Ryan also. He says the Odan Hakol Borom v'Chofetz v'Tayvasam u'Pasach lam Pesach kashi yisigu kol mishalei seyim l'toyv. He gave us a way. He gave us a way of coming through to kol mishalei seyim l'toyv. Rashi Tilim teaches the pasuk harcheiv picha v'amaleyu. So Rashi teaches lishol mimeni kol tayves libcha v'amaleyu. And that's what the Ramban is saying. We can't call it a mitzvah. We have to do it. But the chesed sheboy, the schus sheboy, the bracha sheboy. That's what tefillah is. The Eibishter betun harchei picha v'amaleyu. And you know, there are times that we daven, and it seems like the Eibishter is not listening, he's not giving our rakashas. I once said, Adrava, that's still the grass to brach, that's still the grass to schut. I will never forget, Rabbi Zayin Gesund once came to the Friday Shmuzin, and he was on a high. If I would say, Shikurim Voloy Miyoyin, that was a description. He was, mamish with tears in his eyes, he started speaking. And he said, this week we were zoicha to the grass to Kiddush Hashem with Ken Nozayin. And that was a time that there was a Frumma soldier, Nachshon Waxman, Shemim Kondomei, that was kidnapped, and the Gan Teres Yisrael was involved. The Friar lit Shabbos Licht, and everybody was davening. It was a big kinnis by the Kaisel. And Nebuch, they, after Shabbos, they found it, heard the terrible news that he was killed. And the Friar reporters wanted to show there's no Eibister, there's no Tzillah, so they ran to the house. And the first day of Shiva, the toik of tzar that parents lost such a precious child, and they says, no, where's the Rabbeinu Shloim? How many 50,000 friar ladies tzimdes lich, they had a kinnis by the kaisel, and what did it amount to? Your son is dead. Very pointed question, a very painful question. So the father, on the first day of Shiva, in such a matzav of tzar, of bilbul hadas, he looked that reporter straight in the face and says, he's having to the Eibishter. The Eibishter is our father. Our father listens, and a father could sometimes say no. Rabbi said, then the Kiddush Hashem, that around the world this was broadcasted, this answer, that's the chesed, that's the bracha. They were talking to Avinu of Harachman. And even if we don't see the tefillas on the skabel, which we're not sure about, but that goof is the chesed, like the Mishul Sharem says, noise and noise nimoy, just like you talk to a chava. Is there a bigger schus, is there a bigger bracha than that? The Aruch HaShulchan and Simon Peites is also bothered by the Ramban. What's up the Ramban? And his lesson is, Eich efshe loimed, there's no chiyav, there's no mitzvah of tefillah. Hayesh v'chadova godol mizeh. Talk to Aruch HaShulchan. The pshat is not there's no mitzvah halt Ramban, but the Ramban halt that tefillah is gevoya miyal gevoya. The tefillah is so big, it's more than the mitzvah. It can be part of the mitzvah because it's even more than the mitzvah. She'at tefillah hi ka'oymed lefnei amelech u'midah ve'imay ponim b'fonim. Rabbi say that's the bracha of tefillah. Whether the Eibishter says yes or no, but that's the bracha, the gevoya miyal gevoya, as medetzim tatan himel the avinu of arachmam, and he listens to us. Whether he says yes or no is irrelevant, but the tefillah is the greatest bracha. I recently saw a baron zichron levracha, one of the shmuzim, the second shmuzim tefillah. He also speaks about this Ramban as a plea, what the Ramban means. So the Ramban says, the Ramban holds, you can't have a tzivi on tefillah. It's obvious, he says. It's only natural up there. So Rabaran, when a child needs something, he cries, mama, mama, you have to have a tzivi on that. So Rabaran, we know, al chayenu amsurim biyadecha, we know we're constantly toli biyad Hashem. So the Ramban holds, the Ramban is nishkerecht. You have to have a bakosha that we dive into the Eibishter. The Eibishter that was taught, it's posted, it's obvious, it's instinctive that we turn to the Eibishter b'chol tirein lav. And that's why the Ramban says the Rambam is nishkerech, because tefillah is natural, it comes without a tzivui. What a beautiful description, what a beautiful uptight, what tefillah is. Like a child that cries mama, he doesn't have to have a tzivui, but he knows without the mama he's lost. That's what tefillah is. Rabbi say, do you hear what the tefillah is? Whether it's like the Ramban that it's chesed, or like the chinuch that it's the Pesach, that masiko misaliseinu, like the Mesiyos Yisorim kashidabi ishoyeyu, like the Aruch HaShulchan it's gevoya miyal gevoya, like a barin it's the most natural instinct. But you know what's even more interesting? All the pshatim are emes. They're all emes. And they all add, all lead in the direction that a yid has to realize, b'chol drachecha doyeyu, without tefillah we're lost. And I could stand there and tell you, say in Chazal, and in Rishonim, and the Poskim, how we see this is the neshama, this is the yisoid of tefillah. The Maral in this Siv Avoda Perek Vav says, why is it by Shmoneh Esrei we stand with our feet together and we both stand with our hands together? Zog the Maral, you know why? Because the first tachana to tefillah is we can't take a step on the Eibishter. So we stand with our feet together and our hands tied, and we're demonstrating, Eibishter, we're lost, we're helpless, we're hopeless without you. I can't take the next step, I can't move my hands without your rachamim. Do you hear what the Maral of Megala in what davening is? The Mabit, one of the Gedolei Rishonim in the Beis Elokim, in his Musa Sefer, in Perek Beis, asked the Kasha that all the Rishonim matin zich with, we have to daven to the Eibishter, we have to ask the Eibishter what we need, doesn't the Eibishter know? Zog the Mabit, a Peledik Eloshin, no, the Tachos or Tfilah is not that the Eibishter should listen, but to teach us Shein ba'olam lemisha roi l'spalo ki'im lo. The Mabit, one of the Gedolei Rishonim in the Beis Elokim, in his Musa Sefer, in Perek Beis, asked the Kasha that all the Rishonim matin zich with, we have to daven to the Eibishter, we have to ask the Eibishter what we need, doesn't the Eibishter know? Zog the Mabit, a Peledik Eloshin, no, the Tachos or Tfilah is not that the Eibishter should listen, but to teach us Shein ba'olam lemisha roi l'spalo ki'im lo keil. It's for us. It's a chesed for us. Ulahakeh shu chosa mikol v'chol b'zeh ha'olam. A person is nothing. Ve'ein mi shi'amalei chesronon ela ha'boyer yizbarach shemoy. That's the bracha of tefillah. Mitzad echad we have nothing. Mitzad sheni with the gresta ashirim. Harchei picha v'amalei, we have that Pesach that the Eibishter opened for us. If I would have to put tefillah in one word, in one line that I want you to remember, Agan Seleben, it's b'chol drachecha da'ehu. On every step and every decision, b'gashmias, b'ruchnias, remember the Eibishter is who can help you. A bacha once asked me, he has a headache, he wants to know if he should let a daven, it should go away. That's why we have Rifian in Tfilah. Who else do you daven to? The Galah Chas V'Shalom? The Eibishter, the Kol Dov, the Cotton, the Gadol. And Dachshach Mi, this is the Pshat in the Gemara in Brachos. Chazal realized that the greatest Musta, the epitome of somebody that has nothing, is an Eved. An Eved, by definition, Mashikon Eved Koner Rabbi. An Eved is so bottled to the Yodain that he even eats Truma. An Eved is the muster of someone who is totally dependent, are called trit v'trit on his Adoim. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, that's why Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, that was his atzlach and tefillah. He was an Eved, an Amasar. He realized he had that Maila. And let me hear that shot in Rashi also. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was like an Eved, and Rabbi Yochanan was like a Sar. Rashi is a Sar. Ain't a Ragalov in the fun of. He's not there every day, he's not constant. But the Yeved is Yoitze v'nichnes. The Yeved feels like the Mabit says, like the Maral says, like the Chinuch says, like all the Rishonim say, that he has nothing without tefillah. You know, I once spoke to one of my younger children, and I told him a time I thought it was very logical. You're spending your time anyhow, Davin. You're stopping to play, you're stopping to nash. Why don't you really stop him? And as I'm saying that, I thought to myself, that taina is to me also. That taina is so much more applicable to me than my younger child. We as grown-ups, we spend more time davening. You make a cheshbon be'erich an hour and a half, and with travel it's almost 2 hours, and for a ben yeshiva that has the schus and the seichel to daven in Kaisla yeshiva, it's probably 2 hours to davening itself. Did we ever ask ourselves this question? We're in shul anyhow. We're in yeshiva anyhow. We're spending the time anyhow. Are we looking right now with davening? In the beginning of the Das Chochma Musa Chelik Beis, they write Rabbi Yeruchel was Rabbi Yeruchel Zechayin Levrach was Ragel Loima. And this is a lesson you have to hear over and over. There is no other business that a person gets so much profit. it takes no time and it gives the greatest dividends, k'moy tefillah, like tefillah. Zokta b'ruchim, he was ragiloyim ha'ol adam ben kach uvein kach u'mispalo. The person anyhow is davening. He's spending time, he's closing his gemara, he's closing his store, whatever it is. Imrak yosem libay lasik esik nitfilah. If only he would take the revachim gedolim of tefillah. Yuchal hisashe mamish rak mitfilah lechud. Did we ever ask ourselves this obvious question? We daven anyhow. Are we nutzing oif this bracha shebercheinu avinu? And we adults spend more time davening, and we feel more the bechol derechecha de'eyu, and we know what a davening should look like. And I think we all know the Gemara needed afayinim at beis. The Gemara speaks about the three most important things a yid has: Torah, children, and panasa. And in each one, the Gemara says klar ha b'loy ha loy sagi. So say it's a person, I talk to you, B'nai Torah, could sit and learn, but if he's not going to daven, if he's not going to use this mata oiz of tefillah, the Gemara is matziach, adin Gemara, he will never be matziach. Why don't we make an asik of this davening? Why don't we get the profits of this davening? You know what the answer I think is? I'll tell you. I was once by a yeshiva dinner that I had to go bal korchi, but I saw, as you often see, the komad of the chmanu l'tava of it. I heard they're one of the best shmuzim, and one of the most effective, meaningful shmuzim that I heard about davening that I ever heard. It was a Rosh Yeshiva, Askahana's name was Meretz Yisrael. He learned by Rav Shimon before the Muhammad, this he was then a ben shmoinim 10 years ago. He went from Europe to Israel. He never came to America, and he came for this dinner, and they asked him to speak. So they took him, so he started to speak about tefillah, nothing about the yeshiva or a dinner. And he said, you know, this is the first time in America, and the people took me around, they showed me the yeshivas, and the chadarim, and the Talmidei Torah, and koilim, and Torah vaxed in America. But he said, you know what's missing? You know what's missing in America? That we had in the Haim, and his lashon was the Haimishkeit mem gefilt mit the Eibishter, the nonkeit, the reden mit dem Eibishter, the betten from the Eibishter, das sich zeinet in America. And then he said, you know, maybe the average balabas today is more learned, and certainly, and this is true, the average balabasta, the girls, I know so much, Tanakh and Kala Torah Kula, and in the Haim they didn't know. But you know what's missing? That Haimishkeit, that was the word he used. The Nevadi doesn't mean Chavrusi Klape Shmaya, but that Nonkeit, that when you have any tzara, when you have any problem, when you have any bakasha, who do you turn to? And let me tell you, Rabbi Say, anybody who was zoicha to have a Baba, an Alta Baba from the Haim, and watched how they ois geveint the eugen by every lichtzinden, because they realized that their children's hatzlacha and the enikach hatzlacha was totally in the davening. I had a grandmother, alei shalom. Anything that happened, right away she ran to the tillim. She didn't know who Aaron HaKohen was, and she didn't know what my daughter knows, but she was heimish with the Eibishter. When she heard something was happening, I was having it regent, I remember she would run with the tillim. Maybe she didn't understand, she didn't have all the perushim, and she didn't know the supporters and the rambans. But kashiyadabe ishayayu, I saw that bechush in her. And that was my best musa shmuz, to feel that heimishkeit. You're not talking to the walls, you're talking to the tata, you're talking to the avinu of Arachman. And that's what's missing today. That feeling of bechol derechecha de'eyu, the first address, the only address, the first ishtalus, has to be our tefillah. That heimishkeit, that there's nobody else to turn to but the Eibishter. And if that's like that in Bechol, in Yonim, how much more learning the Yarei Zivash, the Tumim writes in Drush Dalid. Bodek and Menusa have his lashon here. When a person davens that day, Geshmak, he'll have Atzlocha. And if he won't daven, he won't have Atzlocha. And then he writes the most unbelievable thing. I'm Novin V'chacham. Al Toimru Ha Da'od Ivzeh Mi Chaveroi. Why did I become the Tumim, the Yarei Zvash? Don't you dare say the Rav Sichlei, the Oitzim Chachmasi V'Nasei. Don't say it's because I was a Goyim, because of my Chachma, because of my Pichas, because of my Kishrin. Like Cain, who's Shekin Achlasim, it's Shekin V'Chazak. So why did I become the Yarei Zvash? Why did I become the Tumim? Rak Mitas Hashem, it's a Matona, Kashem Moichel, Tuvei V'Chazei Agodol, V'Rav Tfilah B'Sachan Minim. It was the Tfilah that made the Tumim the Tumim. Is it a Chiddush? Is it a Pele? It's a Gemara? It's a Din HaGemara? Habali Halei Sagi. I once said this in a different Shmuz. A Bach came over to me and he said he heard from his Rosh Hashiva about Yibev Achvel and Gesund, that he made once a study and a survey, and from Lakewood, all those that Vak Stois were the ones that Daven, and those that were Misrashel and Daven, they didn't come to Davening, they were talking bigger and better, but they never Vak Stois. I thanked him very much. But I don't need that. It's a Gemara. It's Habalei Halei Sagi. The Gemara needed says Klar Habalei Halei Sagi. And that's the Eitzah to grow in Tefillah. To feel B'chol Drachecha Da'eyu. Reb Chatzkul in the letter in Michta Reish Peivav teaches the Mishnah Al Tat Tefillos Ha'Kva Leida Hanachitis Asher Muchach Lachayim Hagufiyim V'Nafshiyim Shaloi. Don't daven because of the statements of Shulchan Aruch. Daven because you had slocha, your targum, your nacht, and your learning, and your panosa, and your gezunt, and everything is totally in davening. Asha ein lei bilti yizbarach, asha kol toli b'nisiyosei, b'choleis, b'chorega, u'meitivim. To feel that your day, and your afternoon, and your evening is all totally in davening. To feel that nonkai, to feel you're talking to the melech shakol shaloi. B'chol apachas, if you talk to the Chafetz Chaim, the malmoifis that he was, we would do it with Hergish, with Messias, because now's my chance, now's my chance. And we're talking to the Eibishter. The Chafetz Chaim once told the Talmud, the taich of the word Baruch Vesech Nisht. Baruch may be gebenched, or maybe Baruch means like the Mekubalim say, Mekor Bracha Vesech Nisht. But the taich of Atah I know, there's only one taich Atah. Atah means you, Eibishter. Atah, do you hear that? Atah means you, Eibishter. And he says, is it a kleinikait that us, Pashut, the people, talk directly, noichach, not third person, directly, Baruch Atah. And I'm aftiach you, when you say Baruch Atah, you think about Atah, you'll wake up. You'll daven better, you're talking to Melech Malchem Lachem. You're not even talking to a third person. That's the Hamishkeit, that's the nonkeit that we have to feel. And that's the way you grow in tefillah. To feel everything, b'chol kareinu a love. And you know, our mother was hard to picture. I'm talking to the Eibishter. The Eibishter's so far from us. But you know, today it's easier. Again, I say, kol pol Hashem l'maneyu. Today you have a cellular phone. Mamish, a few inches. No strings, no wires, no connections. And you could talk, give it a welt. That's b'chol kareinu a love. And maybe that was invented to give a yid a hergish that you're standing here and the Eibishter is Shemei HaShemayim, but the Pasuk says, Karav Hashem L'chol Karav. And that's what we need, and that's what's missing, and that's what brings tefillah, to feel that hergish, to feel that nonkait, to feel nothing else is going to help but your davening. There's a minig yisroel on Yom Kippur by Mincha, we lay in the Mafti Yoina, and there are different reasons. They're all emes. Libi Oimli, there is another reason I think we could take Lemaisa. It's a message that you need Yom Kippur for the Tanila. It's a message you need for Agantio. It's a message that's both timeless and timely. Look at the Psukim, and you'll see it of a mavel. There was a storm. The Goyishim, Alochim, the Goyishim, sailors. There was a storm. So what would I do? What would you do? We'll try to somehow save the boat, throw over the extra weight. Look at the pasuk. Vayiru hamalachim, they saw the storm. Vayizaku ish el aleihav. And after that, after they davened to their getchkes, vayatilu es akelim asher baniyah. I'm the spoil. Look at the first response. Look at the first hishtadlis, the first reaction of an amalekim going off the tzu. He doesn't make his establish. He doesn't lighten the load of the boat. First he prays, and then, and only then, he tries to save the ship. Amol, even a guy, Lahamdul, had a certain heimishkeit with his gatchkes. But look even further, I think it's even more important of a message. The pasuk says Yoina went down in his cabin to sleep, and the Rav HaChovel was amazed, he was upset, he was angered. And he said, Malachon Nirdim, what are you sleeping now? We're in Eis Tzara. Kum kra el aleikecha. Go davin. You hear a Musa Shmu that a guy is giving a yid? Malachon Nirdim. You know, we need a Stalus, we need a Yeshua. And what is a Yeshua? Kum kra el aleikecha. Get up and davin. Look at the Amalek Haimishkeit, the Amalek Nankeit that even a guy had. How a guy Lahabdul felt becholder achecha doeyu. And let me tell you, let me be my dear tzari l'rabim. When it comes a 7:45 in the morning, and a bach is still in bed, let him hear the cry loud and clear. Malicha nirdem, vashlav to gevalt. Your whole day, the cholder achecha is totally under the yehu, and the shlav. Even a guy couldn't be soivel as mishlav to veka davenin. And do slav, shaitava do bis. Your atzlocha is the abish, there's a davening. Malacha nirdam. And when it comes 4:30, and I see bachim bedreitzach, whether it's with rolls, whether it's with snack, whether it's cold, narishkeit shaba oilam, and betrachnish von mincha, li oilam yizah adam betfilas mincha. Again, I hear that baskum betzalzel ba'ozni. Malacha nirdam. How could they do that to themselves? You're throwing away your hatzlach of the day. The Gemara says, "Habalei halai sagi." Bichol derachecha dayeyu is the way that we come to a davening. The way we come to a non-kaid in davening. To feel this is the davar shehakol toliba. And I'm even more nispalsman and often the Gemara in Brachis. The end of Brachis. The Gemara teaches the pasuk, "Bichol derachecha dayeyu." Amar Rav afilu dvar aveira. Even by its vira, they behold the rechecha beyu. Omer a papa, hainu di amre yinchi, ganva apumachtarta rachmonukari. Do you hear the heimishkeit, the nonkeit, the behold the rechecha beyu from the Amalek Ganif? He's about to break into someone's house and be oiv alav in the Torah. But he knows he won't be matzliach without these davenings. So ganva apumachtarta rachmonikari. Eivishter, help me, I have to do a geneva. Please help me get away with it. He was oiv on alav and he wasn't of shayna yid. But he knew b'chol d'achecha d'yeyu. He knew you can't even ganva without the Eivishter. When we're mezalzel and davening, let's think about the heimishkeit that we're missing. Let's hear the malacha nirdam. Let's hear that call, the chol derechecha deyu. Why you ma'abed mashenois nalai? I don't mean to daven long or short or loud or low, but the ikka is this nekuda, to realize every step of your day is tali in your davening. The Rosh in the Orchis Chaim, Simen Lamed Vav, he speaks about tefillah, about the kavana. Don't be like the Eved that the Adam gave you a wonderful, wonderful avoider and you ruined it. How beautiful, how other types this whole shmuz is in that line. Our greatest malach, our greatest chus is our davening. Don't waste it, don't blow it, don't puff in bed. Hear the call of malacha near them. But I think like the Rosh, like every Rishon, the upland and gesund. He chaps on the word Eved, because an Eved has nothing. He doesn't have a morsel of bread without the Yodin. And that's why the Rosh's muscle is an Eved to an Adayim, to feel without your davening, you're not going to make it today. And worse yet, the chutzpah shabai. But forget about that. That's a different shmooze. But realize, Masha kana Eved, kana Rabbi, ain't my klum without the davening. Let me just be messiah with a mice I once heard. It touched me. We say the Eibush is Kael Molei Rachamim. The Eibush is the Kael Molei Rachamim. I once heard from a simple person, what's the taich? I'm all you have a cup that's full to the top. And the cup shuffles it, it doesn't have a good base. And you add a drop, one drop, and the cup tips over, and the whole cup falls out. So this yid said, that's the pshat in Kael Molei Rachamim. The Eibush is so full of Rachmanis, it just overflows and spills out, and it gives us the hashpah. Let me just say to that, How we zeicher to the kel moli rachim. How we zeicher that the cup of brachas and yeshuas and refuas should overflow. It's the drop of tefillah. It's the heimishkeit. It's the hergish of bechol derechecha do'eyu. It's the drop of shivchi kamayim libech. To turn to the Eibishter and says, I'm an eved, ein li klum. It's you, Eibishter. It's the drop of hearts of shivchi kamayim libech. So the Eibishter help him, we should steig in tefillah in the akara of bechol derechecha do'eyu. And then certainly will be zoicha the gemalei Hashem kol mishalis lebeinu l'teiva.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.hl.com